aviation television shows tend to kind of come and go. We've seen a lot of them and appreciated all of them. The big news at AirVenture Oshkosh 2022 is that there's a new aviation television show that's available on a really popular streaming service, Amazon Prime. And we're talking with Halsey Smith, who is the producer of the series Straight and Level.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. I really do appreciate it.
So that was kind of big news this week.
Huge news. It's the first time in the last 20 years that Amazon has a lifestyle-specific aviation program on their platform.
So talk about your series Straight and Level. What are you trying to do with it? What are you trying to say?
Well, my wife is kind enough to allow me to produce Straight and Level, so that's the first thing I have to say. But really, the aim of Straight and Level is to bring the golden age of aviation back to the forefront of conversation. So as I grew up, you know, Johnny Cash had aviation greats on. We really celebrated, you know, the accomplishments in space and speed records and everything else. And today, you don't see pilots and aviators on Jimmy Fallon. You don't see them on the late shows. So our objective with Straight and Level is to really fortify the aviation community and remind people that the golden age of aviation isn't dead. It's just we're not talking about it like we used to. So we're focused on capturing those positive human stories that bring aviation really to life, right? We can talk about inanimate objects like airplanes all day long, but it's the people who make these planes so special. You know, Mike Gulian's aircraft is awesome, but if you get to spend 5 minutes with Mike Gulian, now you truly understand aviation as an industry.
You are absolutely correct about that. And that particular person is, you're right on.
He's a great example of somebody that you want to know more about. What? Give me some examples of other subjects of episodes in the series.
Well, it all started with Air Tractor in Olney, Texas. Jim Hirsch, the CEO, was kind enough to take a chance on us and gave us 4 days of all-access pass into the Air Tractor factory. We could go anywhere we wanted to go except for one little area that was DOD. And we got to film and talk to all of the Air Tractor employees. And if you don't know, Air Tractor is employee-owned. So we were able to chronicle the story of these 280-something people who work there who also own the company. And they were able to tell their story the way they wanted to share it about the true history of Air Tractor. People don't understand that Air Tractor helps feed and helps protect the world. They build the most successful single-engine aerial tanker, right, the Fire Boss. And they also build the most successful agricultural aircraft, which sprays not only traditional chemicals, but now sprays organic-friendly products to help feed people. So if you imagine like where food is going, like this little small company that's owned by these employees, we were able to capture that story and then share it. And then that was nominated for a regional Emmy. And that's really what kicked it all off for Straight and Level. And so now we're 20-something episodes deep. We just dropped on Amazon Prime. And the goal and what we're so passionate about is really getting people to talk about the wonders of aviation from all facets. So firefighting, aerobatics, corporate, all different aspects of aviation in general. We want to bring people into that conversation and let them be a part of it.
No wonder you're here at AirVenture 2022, because this is all about the people in aviation as well, despite all the hardware that you see out there. What are you getting at this show so far? What are you seeing?
Well, so I think this is probably one of the largest air ventures I've seen. So I think camping sold out faster than ever before. I think that's what I was told. There's more people here than I've seen on the first day in a long time. But what I love is walking around and seeing the faces light up. So it doesn't take much for when you watch a little kid, like just a minute ago, I came from the Epic Aircraft booth. There was a kid who looked up at that plane and was like, "I want to fly one of those, Daddy." Like, that's what gets me so stoked about AirVenture, because there's something here for everyone and every part of aviation. If you like corporate jets, they're here. If you like military aircraft, they're here. If you like ag aircraft, they're here. And there's literally no part of aviation that isn't here in Oshkosh. My thing that people ask me about AirVenture, what makes it special? And I say it's the state of aviation. For 8 days, this is the world, the state, the industry of aviation. Everyone comes together from around the world here to this one little nation of aviation. And there's little like sub-states, you know, or counties, right? And they all get together. And then you have all the little groups who like, there's barbecues over there or there's fundraisers over here. And you could literally spend 5,000 different days here and never see it all.
So being the filmmaker that you are, where would you start that story?
Oh, so my favorite part of the story of Oshkosh AirVenture is the night air show, because that is like the attraction to where if you've never seen an air show and you want to see one, or you can only afford to see one, this is the one to see. And then from there, fan out and find the different areas that inspire you. So if you want to learn to fly, there's those seminars. If you want to learn to build, If you're not even really into aircraft, but you just want to see cool tools, they have all of that here too. So there's so many different aspects of this, but to me it starts at the front gate and then it goes all the way to the Night Air Show.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Halsey Smith, who's the producer of the series Straight and Level. His company's called Asset Media, and the big news this week is that Straight and Level is now available on Amazon Prime. Let me ask you about production for just a bit. There's been a huge drop in the cost of TV production equipment and a big pulse in demand from all kinds of content creators. So if you were setting up a production company now, you'd probably have to spend less than you would have even just a few years ago. So you're set up to create this series. You're 20 some odd episodes in. How do you approach production?
So our production is all in-house. So a few years ago, my wife kindly allowed us to go purchase some very high-end cameras.
Okay.
And that's what started it. So we run Red cameras. We mount Z cams to aircraft.
Those Red cameras, those are the same things that major motion pictures are shot with.
That's correct. So that's the true value from us. So my creative team and I hired several of them from RSA and Scott Free. So one of them used to work with Tony Scott, and so he came in and has helped us drive our storylines. I direct most episodes. He directs other episodes. And we really are focused on the production value, the cinematography that we can capture in aviation. We have a camera truck. We have a live production truck. We do a lot of we try to approach it as a Swiss Army knife. So our staff is very nimble, but we try to give them the best tools to be successful because in aviation, everything moves so quickly that if I need to capture Mike Gullion as he's flying, that's a different camera from the ground as in the air. But I have the same type focus on what the frame and the shot is. So we've been able to bring high production value to aviation for the first time in an episodic series. That's what makes our series so special. If you watch the first 10 minutes of any of our episodes, you will see something different than what you've normally seen from an aviation show that you'd see on DirecTV or otherwise. We're really delivering something that's got a true cinematic feel. And if we don't leave you awe-inspired at the end of the episode, like, I apologize, but our goal is to make you like sit back in your chair and go, wow, I just felt like I flew my airplane, or I feel like I want to go to my hangar. Like, that's the kind of feeling I want to inspire.
Nice.
Tell me about the title of the series, Straight and Level.
So as we were looking at the title, we wanted to think about something that would have implications across all the subsects of aviation. And one of the things that we looked at was, no matter where you are in your flight, like at some point you want to return to straight and level. You want to get to that position to where you're just that confident and you're, you know, looking out over the horizon and you're just feeling the freedom in the air. And that's what straight and level represents. For if you're aerobatic or you're a corporate pilot or, you know, military or airline, there's that moment when you're in the cockpit and you look out the windscreen or the windshield, depending upon what you're flying. And there's that just moment of freedom and peace that comes in the air when you're just sitting there straight and level before you actually go back to work, right? That's what the title is trying to encompass and really bring to life.
I get that. I really get that. I thought in the beginning, I was like, well, you know, that's the boring part. But the way you describe it, it's not. It's the moment.
Mm-hmm. Living in the moment in the cockpit, I think people get, as you look at flying, so many people get wrapped around the yoke. Like they get so focused on, oh, I've got to monitor my systems, or I'm worried in like flying in congested airspace, or, you know, now we have so much situational awareness in the cockpit that I think sometimes that awareness takes away some of the freedom and the peace that comes with aviating. And that's really what we try to bring to the show and try to express and bring to the forefront of that conversation is that freedom, that peace that comes from being involved in it. And the best part, sorry to go longer on this, the best part to me is you can have that sense of freedom and peace in like a Cessna 150 or a 737, or if you're flying a KC-135, like it doesn't matter what you fly. It's just that feeling that comes in all different aspects of the aircraft or in any aircraft. It's that feeling that comes to light when you're going through that flight process.
Talk about your own experience in GA.
Oh, I have a wild story. So my first memory in life is looking up at my mom and grandmother in the back of a King Air smoking cigarettes. You know, it was the 1980s. Everybody was still smoking in Texas, right? So that's where I grew up. And my family used airplanes for business transport. Like, we never used them as a toy. Like, I never was exposed to aerobatics until I was in college. Like, aviation was always point to point. We're going somewhere for business or something. And literally, I was riding in the back, and I remember as a child, I was playing on like the leather floor liner, because, you know, you didn't want to mess up the carpet back then, right? From the tar, you know? So we had that. I'm playing down there, and I'm looking up, see my grandmother and mother smoking cigarettes. And that was my first memory in life. So for me, it really, aviation's always been a part of my life. I've always dreamed of flying. I studied airplanes as a child. My first job was sweeping the hangar, I think, for 15 cents.
Wow.
So, you know, I love this industry. And as we look back on today, or what we're trying to do today, the biggest thing for me, and beyond bringing aviation back to conversation, is I want to inspire people to get involved, because we have a huge pilot shortage. We have a huge mechanic shortage. We have a huge controller shortage. There's the industry is hurting for qualified talent, because so many tech industry jobs are pulling from the smart people in the aerospace industry. So I want to inspire people to get back into this industry, because, you know, I don't have a single, let me give you a fact that's crazy. On our main business, like the one that pays the bills, Ascent Aeronautics, right? We don't have a single technician that makes under $100,000 a year.
Whoa.
Not one. So you can make a really good living being a technician on an aircraft that people don't fully understand. It takes a few years to get there, but when you get there, you can make a really good living to do it. And that's super important to talk about, to bring more people in this industry.
That's exactly correct. And I get the feeling that Straight and Level, on a platform as broad as Amazon Prime, is really going to do that. I love the passion that you're showing, and I'm excited to see this.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to share with the world, and thank you guys so much for having me here today.
Halsey Smith, who produces Straight and Level, now available on Amazon Prime. Halsey, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
You're listening to EAA Radio.